It was a foggy Sunday morning when the 80-year-old tugboat left Gastineau Channel for the last time. The lumberman was towed by a Coast Guard cutter for her last trip out to sea. The black and yellow tug had long been a familiar sight in Juneau's inland waters. She'd arrived in the late 90s from Puget Sound. She'd changed hands several times, decaying over the years to become a rustic liveaboard that skirted local laws.
When it first showed up, it was kind of illegally placed off the Harbor Breakwater, and we had a dispute with the owner at the time that he couldn't be there. He claimed that he was on state lands and had the right to be there.
That's Juneau's port director, Carl Yucatel. Anchored on city-owned tidelands outside the harbor, she sat in a jurisdictional no-man's land that was out of reach of local officials. The lumberman could often be seen from the highway with a collection of skiffs moored to her rusting hull. The vintage tug became a magnet for people unable to find shelter in a community that's long struggled with a lack of affordable housing.
Of course, there was that unfortunate accident where two people perished going out to the lumberman.
He's referring to a December 2017 accident when a skiff carrying five people and a dog overturned while heading out to the tugboat. Two men were never found. The city later moved to condemn the 192-ton vessel, and that's after she broke her anchor chain and moved off state-owned tidelands. But then came the question of whose responsibility she was. The owner was long out of the picture. The state didn't want her. The Coast Guard didn't consider her a navigation hazard, and it cost too much to scrap her, so she sat for more than a year, abandoned, tied to a city dock.
This is just the typical, you know, poster child of what a derelict vessel is, where people aren't responsible with their vessels, passing them from one person down to another, and the difficulties for all harbor masters and port directors throughout the state and frankly throughout the country in dealing with troubled vessels.
To date, the city spent about $160,000 to clean and prep and ultimately scuttle the ship. The Coast Guard had also spent close to $70,000 to remove hazardous materials. Still, nobody really wanted to sink her. Juneau's docks and harbors even appealed to the public for ideas for what could be done with the hulking beauty.
Most all the suggestions were, what you should do is, and you know, fill in the blank, you know, fish and chips shop at Sandy Beach or a community flower garden, you know. There was never an organization that said, I'll take it over, I have some funding, I will do this.
That was 3 years ago. And all that time, it would remain the city's problem. Then last fall, federal regulators issued a permit greenlighting sinking the ship in about 8,400 feet of water. The plan called for her to be towed about 55 miles west of Cross Sound. Yucatel worked with a salvage firm to rig the tugboat with remotely opening valves that could flood the 107-foot tug at a flick of a switch.
We had consulted with a naval architect to make sure that the vessel would indeed flood and sink at the proposed spot.
The salvage crew headed out early Sunday, and at first everything went according to plan. But Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer Kip Wadlow says that the flooded vessel didn't completely sink. Her bow continued to bob up and down, protruding from the water's surface.
And then the Coast Guard cutter John McCormick, a 154-foot Coast Guard fast response cutter, used its 25-millimeter deck gun to complete the sinking.
Within 15 seconds, the waters of the Pacific close over the ship as she sinks to the ocean floor. An inglorious end to the saga of the lumberman that Sunday afternoon. In recent years, Juneau's assembly has since tightened up its anchoring rules on city-owned tidelands, and the legislature passed a law requiring boats to be titled to tighten up the chain of ownership, all in the name of cracking down on derelicts and sparing them the notoriety of becoming a public nuisance like the 80-year-old lumberman tugboat. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.